graft versus host disease, GVHD. Approximate recording time 30 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each section. After having a stem cell transplant, you might develop graft versus host disease, GVHD. Here we will help you understand what this means, when you might get it, and what signs to look out for. Chapter 1. What is GVHD? GVHD stands for graft versus host disease. The word graft means your donor's cells and host means you. After your stem cell transplant, your donor's cells will form your new blood and immune system. But there are still small differences between your newly developing immune system and other cells in your body. As a result, your new immune system may harm some of the cells in your body because it sees them as different. This is what we call GVHD. Why does GVHD develop? Normally, your immune system's role is to keep your body safe from infections caused by bacteria, viruses, and fungi that are not part of you. It also scans your body's own cells and removes any that don't appear to be normal, such as those turning into cancer cells. If your new immune system starts targeting and attacking a lot of your body's existing cells, this can cause unwanted complications and side effects. At its worst, too much GVHD can be life-threatening. However, some GVHD can be a good thing because it means 1. Your newly formed immune system is working, 2. Your working immune system is likely to be attacking any remaining or returning disease cells. You might also hear this called graft versus leukemia effect or graft versus tumour effect.
GVHD is usually very treatable. It's all about keeping things under control and finding the right balance of medications.
Debbie, Anthony Nolan Clinical Nurse Specialist. Chapter 2. Why might I get GVHD? GVHD can affect anyone who has had a stem cell transplant using a donor's cells, also known as an allogeneic transplant. In extremely rare cases, people can get mild GVHD from a transplant using their own stem cells too. There's generally a higher rate of GVHD among 1. People who have received stem cells from an unrelated donor, even if they are a perfect human leukocyte antigen, HLA match. 2. People whose stem cell donor is related to them but is not a perfect or near perfect HLA match, also known as a mismatched transplant. Medical professionals do not yet fully understand GVHD, making it difficult to predict who will get it and who won't. People often experience very mild symptoms, but for others, GVHD can feel more severe and can affect their quality of life.
Everything else became a quality of life issue rather than a life-threatening issue. I was eating 3,000 calories a day, but not putting weight on, and I was having bad acid reflux. I started on medication for that. I have chronic GVHD in my gut.
Dan, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. When am I most likely to get GVHD? You can get GVHD at any time, so it's important to report any post-transplant symptoms to your team. However, people most commonly experience GVHD when 1. Your immune cells start to come back and appear in your blood. This is usually a few weeks after your transplant. 2. Your medical team reduces the medication that suppresses your immune system. This is usually a few months after you go home. As your immune cells become more active, they might notice there's a difference in your body's cells and start an attack. 3. You have a donor lymphocyte infusion, DLI. This is a top-up of donor cells, which you might get if your new immune system needs a boost. Chapter 3. What are the signs of GVHD? The signs of GVHD can vary massively. More importantly, people most often experience symptoms caused by GVHD in certain organs or parts of the body, such as your skin, stomach and gut, liver, inside the mouth, oral, eyes and around the eyes, lungs and breathing function, muscles and joints, and genital area. Having problems with these parts of your body doesn't necessarily mean you have GVHD, but you should let your medical team know if you have any problems or if you're feeling unwell so they can investigate. They'll be able to recommend the right treatment for you. How will I know if I have GVHD? As not all symptoms are specific only to GVHD, you might have a test to confirm the GVHD diagnosis. Your medical team might perform tests like 1. A biopsy, a procedure where a small sample of tissue is taken. Doctors might do this test for skin or liver GVHD. 2. Using a small camera inside your body to look closely at the affected organ. Doctors might do this test for stomach or lung GVHD. Although many GVHD symptoms are quite general and can feel mild, it's still important to tell your transplant team as soon as possible.
I had a dry mouth, but this tends to get better and mine didn't. I have GVHD in my mouth and my eyes, so I'm constantly using eye drops and having sips of water.
Dan, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. Chapter 4. What are the symptoms and treatments for different body parts? Although everyone has their own experience of GVHD, there are some common symptoms and treatments for certain body parts and organs. Skin GVHD. Symptoms on the skin are very similar for both acute and chronic GVHD. Symptoms and effects on your skin. You might have dry, red and itchy skin across multiple areas of your body. It might affect your ability to regulate your temperature. It can lead to infection if the skin is broken. Treatments for skin GVHD. Some cases need no treatment and improve naturally. Moisturisers or steroid cream can treat mild cases. You might need medication to suppress your immune system in more severe cases. You might need ultraviolet light and extracorporeal photopheresis, ECP, treatment.
After the transplant, he had GVHD of the skin pretty bad. He caught his reflection in the bath, because you have to have a bath every day, change your bed, change your clothes. And he saw he had no hair, and his skin looked horrible, and he was so unhappy.
Holly, mum to Rupert, who had a stem cell transplant to treat myelodysplastic syndromes, MDS, with monosomy 7. Gut GVHD. symptoms and effects on your gut. You might experience sickness, diarrhea, indigestion, cramping feelings, and a lack of appetite. It could affect your mouth, esophagus, food pipe, stomach, and bowel. Acute gut GVHD usually affects the bowel. Treatments for gut GVHD. You should drink lots of fluids to avoid dehydration. You might need anti-diarrhea medication in more severe cases. Painkillers can ease stomach cramps, and anti-sickness drugs can stop you feeling sick. Mouth GVHD, oral. Symptoms and effects on your mouth. You might have a sore or dry mouth because you aren't producing enough saliva. This can lead to getting ulcers because of your dry mouth. This can affect your sense of taste, making food taste unusual. Treatments for oral GVHD include visiting your dentist regularly, practicing good oral hygiene, and using a prescribed steroid mouthwash.
I had mouth GVHD for 6 months. It eventually ran its course, and in the meantime, tablets and a mouthwash helped.
Alice, who had a stem cell transplant. Liver GVHD. As it's an internal organ, you might not see or feel anything at first, but your doctor might find out something is wrong by testing your liver function. If your GVHD gets worse, it can have symptoms and effects on your liver, like jaundice, yellowing of skin, itchy skin, and getting a swollen liver, causing abdominal pain. Treatments for liver GVHD include steroid-based drugs and other drugs to suppress your immune system. Lung GVHD. Your lungs can lose some of their flexibility and elasticity because of GVHD, causing certain symptoms and effects like shortness of breath, feeling wheezy, being prone to coughs and chest infections, and finding exercising more difficult. If you experience any lung GVHD symptoms, contact your medical team right away. Treatments for lung GVHD will probably first involve tests to find out what's causing your problems and rule out infection. This might include a lung function test, chest X-ray, CT scan, and a bronchoscopy, a long flexible tube with a camera that allows doctors to look inside your airways.
I have chronic GVHD in my lungs. They think it's bronchiolitis, which is basically scarring of the small vessels that take oxygen from your lungs to your blood.
Dan, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. GVHD. Symptoms and effects on your eyes include itchy, dry, and uncomfortable eyes, constantly watering eyes, and high sensitivity to bright light. Treatments for GVHD might include referral to an ophthalmologist, a specialist doctor for people with eye conditions, who may prescribe a combination of eye drops, anti-inflammatories, or antibiotics. Wearing sunglasses may also help improve the symptoms and effects. Muscle and joint GVHD. Symptoms and effects on your muscles and joints include restricted movement and pain in your arm and leg joints, finding tasks such as driving or climbing stairs more difficult, and having swollen joints. Treatments for muscle and joint GVHD include physiotherapy to improve your symptoms, doing lots of stretches, and keeping your joints mobile. Genital GVHD. Symptoms and effects on your genitals include vaginal dryness, narrowing of the vagina, ulcers in advanced cases causing pain and discomfort during sex, sensitivity or a rash on the penis which could cause discomfort when you pee, and problems maintaining an erection. Treatments for genital GVHD. You may get a referral to a gynecologist who may prescribe a steroid cream or gel to combat vaginal dryness, or a referral to a urologist who may prescribe a steroid cream to reduce sensitivity of the penis.
It's really important to take the medication, including creams, eye drops, and mouthwashes regularly. It's also helpful to keep up with other things where you can, like exercise and catching up with friends. It can improve your quality of life between what can be a grueling schedule of clinic visits.
Dr. Fiona Dignan, consultant in hemato-oncology at Manchester Royal Infirmary. In some cases, GVHD cannot be controlled with these treatments or medications. You might need further treatment or referral to a specialist. If oral and intravenous medications are unable to control the GVHD, you might also get a referral for extracorporeal photopheresis, ECP. Chapter 5. Are there different types of GVHD? There are four types or classes of GVHD. Acute starts within 100 days of your transplant. Chronic starts more than 100 days after your transplant. Progressive, when acute GVHD progresses to chronic GVHD. Overlap, when features of acute and chronic GVHD happen together. Once classed, medical professionals then give the GVHD a grade, which they use to guide treatment and help monitor improvements. The grade is based on your symptoms and the number of organs involved. Some transplant centres slightly adapt the grading system they use, so it's best to check how they measure yours.
Zara had very acute GVHD. She was doing so well at first, and within a week her body was starting to make the new cells, but she started complaining a lot of tummy pain.
Taruna, mum to Zara, who had a stem cell transplant to treat acute myeloid leukemia, AML. Chapter 6. What is extracorporeal photopheresis, ECP? ECP is a treatment that aims to destroy the white blood cells that cause GVHD. It does this by combining a medication called methoxyfosorilin 8-MOP with ultraviolet UV light. Doctors can use ECP for both acute and chronic classes of skin, liver, and oral GVHD. How does ECP treatment work? If you have ECP to treat your GVHD, the procedure will look something like this. 1. Doctors will attach you to a machine that removes your blood through a cannula and drip. 2. This machine separates the white blood cells from your blood while returning the rest of the blood to your body. 3. Your white blood cells are then exposed to UV light and 8-MOP to destroy the cells that cause GVHD. 4. The machine returns the treated white blood cells to your body.
I find it really relaxing. The machine itself can be a bit noisy, but you get used to it and you're looked after well.
Sam, who receives ECP to treat his GVHD. How long does ECP treatment take? ECP treatment can take between 1 and 2 hours. You might start by having 2 appointments per week every fortnight. However, depending on your response, your treatment cycles are likely to reduce over time. It also depends on your class and grade of GVHD. ECP for acute GVHD responds quite quickly. ECP for chronic GVHD can take 6 months or more before any improvement. In some cases, ECP treatment can last 12 to 18 months or longer. If you get a referral for ECP, it might feel quite daunting due to the length of treatment. Some people want to delay it as long as possible, but the timing of ECP is crucial for it to be most effective. If your doctor suggests a referral for ECP, it's essential you consider it carefully. Leaving GVHD untreated for too long could reduce the effectiveness of ECP.
As well as ECP treatment, I started to have some physio. That helped. So I started to think that some gentle exercise might be good for me too. My sister and my brother have played bowls for years, so me and my husband thought, let's give that a try. My GVHD improved, along with my bowls.
Elaine, who had a stem cell transplant to treat leukemia. Chapter 7. Tips for safely managing GVHD. While everyone can have a different experience of GVHD, these tips from healthcare professionals and people who have gone through it before might help. 1. Take your medication exactly as advised. Always take your immunosuppression medication. This is among the most important medication you'll need to take. If you have nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, or are unable to take your medication, you must tell your doctor or clinical nurse specialist, CNS. 2. Report any change in your GVHD to your transplant team immediately. Do not leave it until your next appointment, as GVHD can quickly get worse. Call your CNS or a member of your transplant team. They can advise over the phone and in most cases will prevent the need to come into clinic. 3. Keep your team updated if you go into hospital. If you're admitted to another hospital, you must ensure they contact your transplant centre. This will allow them to advise the hospital on how best to manage your GVHD. 4. Watch out for signs of infection, as some treatments for GVHD and immunosuppression can put you more at risk of infection. Please be wary of symptoms, especially if you're taking these medications for long periods. Report any change in temperature to your transplant team immediately. Find out more about infections at Anthony Nolan, that's spelled ANTHONYNOLAN.org/infection. 5. Be wary of related effects. Depending on the organ involved, GVHD and its treatments can have knock-on effects. You might need to be referred to other healthcare professionals, such as a dietitian or physio. It's important you follow their advice to eat a healthy diet, prevent weight loss, manage fatigue, and maintain fitness.
It's about finding the balance. You need to be able to live your life. I have GVHD of the lungs, and my consultants are querying if I'm having a flare-up of gut GVHD too. It would be life-changing to have a treatment that was able to get this under control and stable again.
Wendy, who had a stem cell transplant to treat Hodgkin lymphoma. What if I'm admitted to another hospital with GVHD? Many GPs and local hospitals may not have had much experience of treating GVHD. If you need to visit your GP or are admitted to your local hospital while receiving treatment for GVHD, it's important to remember the following advice. 1. Tell them all the medications you are on and the treatment you are receiving for GVHD. 2. Make sure they contact your transplant centre. Give them the relevant contact numbers or contact the transplant centre directly yourself. 3. If the doctors would like to change any of your GVHD medication, they need to first discuss this with your transplant centre. 4. You should never suddenly stop taking immunosuppression or steroid medication. If doctors suggest this, ensure they have first spoken to your transplant centre. These types of medication should only be reduced gradually over a number of days. 5. If you're referred to a specialist in the local hospital for your GVHD, like a dermatologist for your skin, for example, check your transplant centre is aware of the referral. It's important the specialist has some knowledge of GVHD.
He had upper gut GVHD and glandular fever. Thankfully, the treatment worked. It was a hard struggle, and we were in hospital for 88 days.
Holly, mum to Rupert, who had a stem cell transplant to treat myelodysplastic syndromes, MDS, with monosomy 7. Chapter 8. Difficult feelings while living with GVHD. In most cases, your medical team can quite easily treat and resolve GVHD. However, in cases where GVHD begins to affect your well-being, this in turn could affect your quality of life. As well as coping with the effects of GVHD, certain aspects might also affect both your physical and mental health and well-being. Having long-term treatment. Some people require very long-term treatment for GVHD, which can take a toll on your body and mind. You might not be able to, or feel like you want to, do all the things you used to do. But over time, you can slowly start to build up to things and set goals for yourself. Your treatments and medication may also decrease after time. But even if you end up having treatment for years, it will start to feel like part of your normal routine. Experiencing fatigue. A combination of ongoing treatments, hospital appointments, and infections can all contribute to fatigue. Your doctor or CNS can advise you on how to best manage fatigue. They might also refer you to a physiotherapist or occupational therapist for support. Find out more about fatigue at Anthony Nolan, that's spelled anthonynolan.org/fatigue. Being readmitted to hospital. This might make you feel like your condition is not improving, which can lead to poor mental well-being. This feeling is perfectly normal, but we would encourage you to speak to either your doctor or CNS about this. They could refer you for emotional support or counselling, a type of talking therapy. Find out more at anthonynolan.org/mental health. Coping with body image and low self-esteem. Depending on the part or parts of your body affected by GVHD, it might feel difficult seeing certain types of changes. When you're already recovering from a stem cell transplant and might have already experienced hair loss or changes in your weight, the symptoms of GVHD on top of this can have a negative effect on your confidence and self-esteem. Preparing yourself for how people might talk to you might make you feel more confident and help you stay in control of the situation.
I thought, here we go again. Will I ever get better? But GVHD turned out to be a good thing, as my illness has completely gone and I'm doing great now.
Alys, who had a stem cell transplant. This document has been transcribed into audio by A to I Transcription Services. Any feedback or queries about the text in the document should be addressed to the author. However, we welcome feedback about the audio quality and style and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us on telephone 01179 440044, email info@a2i, that's the letter A, the number 2, the letter I, .co.uk. Web www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 40404.